Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, I'm a fan of Minnesota Aurora Soccer. I was out there just a couple of weeks ago hanging out in the press box. I've been a supporter from day one. I think that what Andrea and the crew have done has been remarkable. It's a great time. Take your family, take your friends out there and enjoy the soccer. But now we're into the postseason. And these women are out in Pittsburgh as they start their trek through the playoffs, which they're accustomed to, right? Like, they've had a lot of success here in the their fourth year of being a franchise. And joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Taylor Kane, the goalkeeper for Minnesota Aurora FC. Taylor, I appreciate you giving me some time here out in Pittsburgh.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, the team just got out to Pittsburgh, and we have our playoff game tomorrow, so super excited to be here.
How was the travel out there? What's the weather like in Pittsburgh right now?
It's pretty similar to Minnesota. It's about 80. We're playing on a field right next to the river, so hopefully we'll get a nice little cool breeze tomorrow at 1 p.m. for the game. But so far, travel went well. We all made it in one piece, which is great. Got all the soccer balls, all the gear, so that's always important, too.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on all the success that you've been a part of, being a part of Minnesota Aurora since the inaugural season. I mean, what is it like to be the vet? Like, you're the vet on the squad.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing being here since the beginning. I think our regular season is incredible, and just having the fan support that we have in Minnesota is really something special. And then just going into playoffs, every single year we've made playoffs, and so just having been here that first season when we had those playoff games at home, a lot of the returners have really just been inviting and feeding energy into the new players about how amazing playoffs are, how big these games are, how important they are, and hopefully we can get away with this weekend with two wins and maybe have a chance to bring it back to Minnesota. But just super excited for the opportunity to play in front of a big crowd tomorrow, and just always love playing the game soccer. So it's been good.
What is it like to be, you know, to be a vet, to be somebody that everybody leans on? Because you know, being a goalkeeper, you split some time with other phenomenal goaltenders like a Sarah Fuller and others. What is it like to be the person that's kind of in the spotlight right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely really special. I think I've worked really hard to be here, and we have a lot of amazing goalkeepers over the years and this season as well. And it's nice to kind of have a great group to work with and get better with every single day. And then it's also just, I'm in a very fortunate position to have been here for so long and know the ropes and know the travel details and know kind of the questions that the rookies have, and just kind of be able to be a shoulder for them to lean on of when they get nervous or when they don't know what to expect, and just to kind of calm them down and remind them that we're all just here to play soccer. And we just, it's been really great to just be able to have others and new players lean on me for for stuff like that and for all of our captains and returners.
Yeah, we're talking to the goalkeeper from Minnesota Aurora FC, Taylor Kane, here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And I got to be honest with you, Taylor, you know, you guys have had a lot of success, but there's been a little bit of heartbreak, though, there at the end, right? Like in trying to win that championship. Just kind of talk about the ebbs and flow of a season in which you go into the playoffs, you can have, you know, be undefeated and have all the success, but then ultimately, you know, it's tough winning a championship.
For sure. Winning is very hard. I think sometimes we take that for granted. And we've only lost, I think, 3 games in all of Aurora history, which is insane to think about, just how long our team and our club has been run. And only 3 games is nothing, but those 3 games stick out in our memories for sure. I think playoffs, like I said, is amazing because it's such a special experience. There's a lot of pressure, but that also means there's a lot of pressure. So it's definitely harder. Games are really intense. Everyone has an extra little something to fight for. Nobody wants to end their season on that big loss. So we're really just hoping to take all of our practice and all of the confidence and trust we've built in each other over the last few months and carry that into this weekend.
You know, one of the things that I love, Taylor, is the fact that, you know, I've been out to TCO and I've watched in the press box. You know, on occasion when I get an opportunity, I can go sit in the stands if I want. But even if I'm not able to make it out to Eagan and check you guys out, you know, in the flesh, I'm able to watch you guys, whether it's streamed, Fox 9 Local, Fox9.com. It's been an amazing partnership with television to be able to watch all of your guys' games. But I don't know anything about Pittsburgh. Give me a little bit of a scouting report with regards to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh is kind of similar to Aurora. It's their first season, so that's kind of like what we were like in the beginning. They have attracted really big crowds, great numbers, big stadium for them. It's the same one that they share with one of the men's pro teams in Pittsburgh. So they have a really big fan base and a big crowd. They have some great players just like Aurora. We're interested to kind of see what their exact soccer game plan is tomorrow, but I'm very confident in the way that our coaching staff has prepared us for tomorrow. We've watched their film, we've watched their goals and the ways they've been dangerous and created opportunities. We've scouted their team, their players, their little crafty tricks. So hopeful that all the preparation has taken root in our brains and that we can use that for tomorrow.
Okay, so tell me, what kind of demeanor do you have when you get out there and you're ready to go into goal? And what I mean by that is, are you, from a personality standpoint, are you somebody that's kind of, you're calm, cool, and collected? Are there some nerves? Are there a little bit of butterflies? Kind of, how do you process things?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think as a goalkeeper, it's really important for us to stay on the outside, very calm and composed. The team very much feeds off of the energy that the goalkeepers are providing in the back. So if we're flustered and anxious, then the team starts to feel flustered. And so it's really important that we just stay calm and composed going into the big games. I would say like a little bit on the inside, there's always a little bit of nerves, but I think nerves are good. It helps me remind me that I care and that soccer is important. But I think for me personally, super excited for tomorrow, feeling really confident, just really excited to go out there and play.
All right, so I got to say this. All right, I'm just going to be totally transparent. Andrea knows me well. You know, I'm a very authentic and genuine person. I'm a little bit conflicted because I'm rooting for you, but you're a Hawkeye, so I feel a little bit torn. You know, I mean, like I'm a Minnesotan at heart, but it's all good. You know, I've got some other Hawkeye friends. I had a friend that I worked with in Kansas City when I was doing Sports Talk Radio in Kansas City. He's a former Hawkeye broadcaster, and then a buddy of mine, Danon Hughes, who played the National Football League as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's a former Hawkeye baseball player and football player. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna put it aside. I got a little bit of love for you, Taylor.
Thank you. I know. There's a little bit of tension with some teams in the Big Ten, per usual, but, you know, I ended up in Minnesota for the summer, so got a little bit of a win there.
No, it's all good. And you're originally from Santa Barbara, right? California?
Yes. Yep, originally from California, but my family moved out to Minnesota after being in Minnesota for the last 4 years. My whole family just loves it.
Do you ever get back?
Yeah, we still go back to California. I still have some other family there, and it's beautiful out there. So kind of split our time when we can, but definitely spending a lot of time out in the Midwest now.
All right, so now I do want to ask you this question because I've asked this question of Major League Baseball players, NBA players, everybody. But is there like a specific routine that you have like night before a match or day of a game? Is there anything that you kind of do?
There's lots of little things I do. I'd say like the night before I always have like my certain electrolytes, and then I always just take 5 minutes before I go to bed to just kind of like mindfully think about the game the next day. And then the morning of, I just go through my phone and I actually look at old soccer videos of myself, of either like a big save or a big play, just to kind of remind myself of why I'm doing this and why I love the sport so much. And then once I get to the field, I always do my cleats and then my gloves and then my shin guards. So most people do cleats, shin guards, and then gloves, but it's just kind of like a weird thing that I do. I've done it for forever.
So let me ask you this. Like one of the things that I love about soccer is, and I can never be a soccer player because my cardio is just not that great. But with soccer players, you know, there's so much cardio that's involved. I know you're a goalkeeper, but you're on your feet the entire time. And I'm really good friends with Dane St. Clair from Minnesota, Minnesota United. Me and him are really good friends. We've been friends for like the last 5 years. But you're on your feet the entire time, right? So my question is this. Whenever you are like fueled for a match, are there certain things that you stay away from? So like for me, when I go to the gym, I have to like work out fasted. I cannot eat before going to work out. It's just a me thing. I have friends, they can't do that. They have to eat and fuel themselves before going to work out to power through a workout. Is there anything specific for you?
I mean, I would say for our normal game days, when they're at 7 p.m. at TCO, I'll have like a normal breakfast. And then for, I have like a later lunch, like an early dinner slash late lunch. So at like 2 for a 7 p.m. game, I'll just have pasta and grilled chicken. I, for our morning practices, I'll just have like a yogurt or a bagel with cream cheese, something that has a little bit of protein but isn't super heavy, just going into those workouts. But I personally, I need a little bit of fuel, but not a full meal. I cannot go into a game with like a heavy stomach. Well, some players can, and bless their souls, but I could not.
Well, let me ask you this, though, and this is the final question, you know, because you guys are, first off, it's a holiday tomorrow. You're playing on the 4th. The match starts at noon, right?
Noon in Minnesota, 1 Eastern time.
Oh, so would this be the earliest game that you guys have played so far this year or no?
It will be, yeah.
Okay. Any difference in how maybe the morning or the day evolves, you know, based on that?
Our game day routine will just be kind of adjusted to the morning time frame as opposed to the afternoon. I think it should be helpful for us. Our practices are in the mornings anyway, and we have done a lot of our scrimmages or kind of scouting stuff in those morning time frames to prepare for this. So I think that should be helpful. I also just think it'll help the nerves with the team in general, just being able to get up, go out there and play our game as opposed to having to sit around, wait to see the other scores of games coming out, all of that stuff. So I'm excited for the 1 p.m. game time tomorrow.
Well, Taylor, I'm excited for you. I'm going to be, you know, working on the 4th tomorrow. I'm going to be here in studio broadcasting starting at noon Minnesota time.
Right.
But I will make sure that I have my laptop up. I'll be watching the stream, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best, and go get them tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you and your support.
All right. I appreciate your time. That's Taylor Kane joining us here, goalkeeper from Minnesota Aurora FC here on The Lake Show. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to Word on the Street. That's next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's word on the street time. Chris Tubbs will go through some entertainment items, and I'll react as I react to him and at the same time watch the Minnesota Lynx crush Washington at this point. 64-47 in the third quarter. The game is not over. We know that the Lynx, the game is four quarters. Right, mm-hmm. So they still got time, but I have another quarter or at least another good, 20 minutes or so of watching my Minnesota sports crush.
There you go. I've seen her on the court. I think she was giving you a wink earlier, too.
I love me some Alanis Smith.
I know you do.
Have I said that enough over the course of this basketball season? Do people know that she's my Minnesota sports crush right now? If you didn't know, now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, we're going to stop it there. The more important thing, does she know that?
She doesn't know who I am. And when I went to a game, I have not talked to her. But I've only been to just a couple games so far.
Can't you do one of those, like, you know how like the kids used to do like the prom proposals where they put up the sign and... Couldn't you like say hi, Alana, your number one fan, XOXO heart?
I don't think that'd be approved in the media section.
No, yeah. Well, ghost a fan. I mean, you gotta.
You're trying to complicate things.
Man. I'm not trying to complicate. I'm trying to help you.
No, you're really not.
I'm trying to help you.
You trying to help me with women? Shoot.
Come on. I'm married, dude.
That means nothing to me.
That means nothing to you.
It means nothing to me.
All right.
Well, I'm good over here.
Okay. Well, if you ever need any advice, I mean, I dated
I'm good.
I dated 20 years ago. So, I mean, just, you know, let me know.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of somebody that I don't know how we make the dating transition into Jake Paul, but we're going to anyway. He's now the number 14 cruiserweight in the WBA rankings. And you know who's pissed? Yeah, the guy who was the number 14 cruiserweight heading into this week, 20-0 fighter Craig Parker. He said the now number 15 ranked boxer said, quite frankly, it's disgusting news because, in his opinion, he hasn't paid his dues. For him to just take a position that guys like me struggle to find ways to the gym, and it's been a long road to where we're at. For him to be number 14, it was just like a slap in the face. Now, Parker's won all 20 of his bouts. On his record by knockout says the math isn't mathing, as the kids say. Because he's always looking to take on the next big challenge, while Paul went up against a guy like Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., who was a middleweight champion a decade plus ago. Parker does appreciate what Paul has done for the sport, especially women's boxing, but he believes the opponents he's taking on don't give him much credibility, let alone consideration for a spot in the rankings. Parker thinks that's an easy way to settle the matter. He wants to fight Jake Paul to see if he really earned his position.
I agree with him. Look, he's basically utilizing his name to get ahead in sports. And that's not how it's supposed to work.
Especially in something like competition that, an individual fight, you have to earn it.
I mean, it's preferential treatment. That's what it is. Let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that just proves like sometimes you don't know how these fights are made. Oh, well, we know how they're made. They're made because of who you are. By the way, I don't know if you're a South Park fan, but I love South Park. I've been watching it for years. I'm going down South Park, going to have myself time. Okay. Friendly faces everywhere. Humble folks without temptation. Creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone don't find anything funny about the planned acquisition of Paramount Global by Skydance Media. They put out a press release. Quote, in response to the press release from Comedy Central about the change to the premiere date for South Park, they said this merger is what they call an S show, and it's effing up South Park. The two wrote in a post shared on social media, we're at the studio working on new episodes. We hope to get fans. We hope they can see them somehow. Now, it was originally slated to start on July 9th. I also know that because I put a reminder in my phone for the new season of South Park.
Oh, you're a fan for real.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of South Park. Absolutely. I mean, they were scheduled to air after a two-year hiatus. Now, the season 27 premiere has been pushed back to July 23rd. Now, the delay comes amid uncertainty and negotiations over streaming rights due to the popular animated property, according to Deadline. So South Park had an exclusive streaming contract with HBO Max that expired last week. Paramount Global recently announced an agreement to pay $16 million to resolve a lawsuit filed by President Donald Trump over a 60 Minutes news report that aired on CBS last fall. Merger is reportedly expected to close on July 6th, though it could possibly be extended.
All right. So, like, you're looking forward to this big time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it went to Paramount Plus for a while, and then I'm like, hey, sweet, new South Park on Comedy Central, because I watch it in syndication all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, when I get home, I'll watch a little Family Guy, and then I'll, you know, do some stuff, and then I'll watch some South Park. I mean, it's a big old night at the Casa de Tubbsy. I mean,
do it big, baby.
Hey, it's okay to be jealous over the life that I live. By the way, I'm just saying, you need help with Alana Smith, let me know. Okay, never mind. Well, somebody that doesn't need help with the ladies as well is Travis Kelce, because apparently he's dating Taylor Swift. I don't know if you've heard about that. Apparently that's been a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Breaking news.
Yeah, right, I know. I just heard. You heard it here first. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are an item. Well, it sounds like he also had fun hosting Saturday Night Live, but it also sounded challenging. Now, the Chiefs tight end recently gave an interview to Bussin' with the Boys and talked about guest hosting SNL back in March 2023. Said the writer rooms were fun because you're just getting pitched ideas. Said the table reading for a guy that can't really read that well, it was kind of an effed situation. Now, because of his reading skill, Kelce said he felt like he was, quote, just trying to get through the reading instead of actually acting it out and giving it a voice and giving it a character. I was focused on don't skip this line, he explained, later adding that the table read was the hardest part. Kelce also mentioned the grueling nature of the week of preparation leading up to the gig. He said you're there all week up until 2 or 3 in the morning every day just trying to knock stuff out, do some of the pre-recorded stuff, and that was insane. It was a crazy ride. While he's still working his day job playing for the Chiefs, he's also gotten into acting with roles in FX's Grotesquerie and Netflix's forthcoming Happy Gilmore sequel.
I think that Travis Kelce is going to do just fine post-playing career. He's got personality.
Yeah.
He could probably do a little bit of acting. He could do probably a little bit of a lot of things. More power to him. I've always liked Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and I mean, if he needs a reference in the pop culture world, I'm sure Taylor Swift would give him a good reference on the resume.
Yeah, I would think.
You think Travis Kelce has to apply for those gigs, or do they just come to him? I think they probably just come to him.
They probably just come to him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, and the Kelces are so good at what they do. Plus, tight ends are just a little goofy anyway.
Are they?
I mean, George Kittle? Travis Kelce?
Oh, okay.
Vasante Shenko? Well, I guess in one reason.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to... I don't, you know, Google Vasante Shenko, and no, you guys will know.
I know who he is.
Oh, I know you know. I'm just saying for folks that don't know, Google him and erase your browser history right after.
All right, coming up next, let's talk some Twins baseball. Wasn't a winning day for the Twins. They fall to Miami 4-1. Let's talk Twins next on The Lake Show.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the Twins ended up losing the series in Miami. Today they lost 4-1. Miami was red hot going into the series, even though the Twins... I feel like the Twins are still a better team than Miami, and they should have won the series. But the Twins, their bats, silent. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun to watch. It wasn't good. But with that being said, the time is now for this team to really start to ramp things up. And it's tough because Bailey Ober is now on the injured list. And so you're thinking about this rotation. What I said about this rotation with the young guys is exactly what we're seeing. The fact that when Pablo went down and we're talking about the young guys, I said from day one that when you have young guys that are not proven in your rotation, it's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be inconsistencies. And that's what we got out of David Festa today. And I'm not going to sit here and trash David Festa and say that he just had an awful performance because he went 6 innings. Okay, he gave up 4 earned runs. Okay, I get that. But the damage was done in the first inning.
Yeah, that hurt him. The first inning just killed him. Getting behind hitters. And the thing about David Festa, like it is with any young player, especially pitchers, it's just the consistency. Like he went out, he had a great outing against Detroit, didn't walk anybody, but he was getting ahead of guys in Detroit. But when you're getting behind hitters, and it doesn't matter who it is, you know, plus I will say I was disappointed in maybe the lack of attention that was paid to base runners today. Like, I mean, there were two stolen, I think Edwards had 2 stolen bases, and Sanchez, he was 3/4 of the way to third before Festa stepped off the bag, threw over to Royce with a caught stealing. I mean, these are just little details that you shouldn't have to at this point at the major league level, Henry, you shouldn't have to be told that. Those should be innately in you.
I just, you know, I think that the notion that the young guys are going to hold down the fort until we get Pablo back, I just think that's just a fallacy. I never bought into that. It's cool to hope that will happen, but I'm not banking on that to happen. There's just way too many question marks.
But I see, going into the season, though, you look at what you had, and then you looked at the depth that you had at St. Paul, and you're thinking there's no reason based on how things were set up. That's why you have those guys at the ready. You have those guys there.
But you're not banking that you're going to have success at the major league level based on what you got in St. Paul.
But you,
that makes no sense. That makes no sense.
But at the same
time, because if you have to dip your toe into St. Paul a lot, you're going to have problems.
But the problem right now isn't that they're dipping their toe into St. Paul. It's the fact that they had to do it at the same time. Like, Pablo went down and then Zebby went down just a short time later. If Zebby doesn't go down, I think that you've at least got a little bit of wiggle room to play with. And now, with Bailey going down, I mean, you got three starters that are on the injured list. And, oh, by the way, one of those guys that's still in the rotation is Chris Paddock, who had a fantastic...
Who are the three starters?
You got Zebby, Pablo, and Bailey.
Yeah, but Zebby's a St. Paul guy. Like, how are we crowning Zebby?
No, I'm not crowning him. What I'm saying is you've got three starters that are on the IL, and that's part of your depth. Like, you weren't counting on Zebby being, you know, kind of a, you weren't counting on him as having to be.
I don't count him as a starter. I count him as a guy, a minor league pitcher. I look at Bailey Ober and I look at Pablo Lopez as two for sure guys who have success in Major League Baseball as guys that are down. I don't put Zebby in this. I don't put him in on the same. He's not a part of the conversation with those guys.
Okay, to me he is, because he's a guy that you had penciled in every fifth day. When Sim got demoted to St. Paul, you brought up Zebby. And there was a reason why Sim needed the reset, and we see now that that was the best thing for him. But you're down a guy that you brought up that you were supposed to be relying on. And
who?
Zebby. You brought him up when Sim went down because you wanted somebody in that spot, because Sim wasn't giving you those results.
If we are banking getting to the postseason based on Zebby Matthews,
I'm not saying you're banking on him. I'm saying that he was somebody that the Twins needed to pencil in every fifth day. That's different than saying we're depending on him.
Short term.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying now.
I'm just saying we can't. You're talking about him in the same breath as Pablo and Bailey, and I'm not willing to do that.
I'm not saying he's in the same class in terms of the quality of major league pitcher. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that he's a guy that went down, and now you're trying to figure out what do we do with that spot in the rotation.
No, what I am saying is this. I am not looking and talking about Zebby Matthews as a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. I'm not, because he has not proven anything.
I am going to put him in that category of a starting pitcher because he was a starting pitcher when he went down.
Just because you start a game doesn't make you a starting pitcher in Major League. You see what I'm saying? Like Simeon Woods Richardson, to me, he still has something to prove for me to elevate him into certain realms of how I view him. Do I think he's close to being a starting guy? Yes. Just because you start a game or two, like David Festa, I don't view him as a starter in Major League Baseball. Just because he started today doesn't mean it. Like, that means nothing to me.
Oh, see, to me, those guys absolutely are starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. Now, you can say whether or not you trust them or you believe in them. Now, that's a different conversation. But we're talking about guys.
Yeah, I can't do that. Okay. I can't. That's like, we might as well say that Griffin Jackson is a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Well, no, it's not the same thing. David Festa, has David Festa starting games?
No, but I'm saying Griffin Jackson was a starting pitcher, was he not?
But he's not now.
I know
what,
that.
What is their role now?
But what I'm saying, he was not a good starting pitcher, right?
Neither was Louis Varland.
Exactly. Thank you. We figured out what they are. To think that we have figured out what Sim is, we haven't. To think that we figured out what Zebby is, we haven't. To think that we have figured out what David Festa is, we haven't. That's what I'm saying.
What are their roles? What are their roles on this team? Their roles are starting pitchers.
Right now.
Yes! And to quote you, thank you. Thank you. They are starting pitchers as of now. This is what the Twins want them to be. Until they change that role in the organization, they are starting pitchers.
What you want somebody to be and what they are is not the same thing. We know that in Major League Baseball. Just because you want everybody as a starter before they go to the bullpen, are they not? What are we really talking about here?
But these guys in the Twins organization, as of now, are starting pitchers. Now, whether or not...
Are you sold on Sim?
No.
Okay, you legitimately, a month ago, were ready to talk about Zebby like he was the next great thing, and you said that Zim, you've seen what he is. Zim is a better pitcher right now than Festa and Zebby, based on the sample size. And I'm not saying that
because there's a bigger sample size because Sim has been at the major league level longer.
So why are we giving Zebby all of this rope like he's the key to unlocking the postseason? If you think that Zebby Matthews is the key to us getting to the postseason, I think the season's over then. We might as well sell everybody off because that's not logical to me. It's just not.
Who has said that Zebby Matthews is the key to the postseason? Nobody has said that Zebby Matthews is the key to the postseason. Zebby Matthews is a guy that is filling a role that is no longer filling that role because of injury. I mean, nobody's saying that Zebby Matthews is going to go into Yankee Stadium and roll through Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton and Jazz Chisholm and Cody Bellinger.
I think that everything that I have said since we did the remote at Inbound has played out exactly the way that I expected it to. From how we view all of these guys, from Zim coming back and being better and the sample size proving that he is ahead of other young guys, and this is not me trying to crown Zim. This is not about that. But what I'm saying is that I am not ready to elevate any of them. I said it then, I'll repeat it again. If we think that the young guys will be the ones to save us, it ain't happening, bro. It ain't happening. It's just not going to happen. The same way that in Kansas City, they thought that bringing up that Gagliano kid, he was going to be the game. No, you're dead in the water. If it ain't Bobby Witt getting it done, and it ain't Salvi getting it done, Royals, you're going nowhere. With the Twins, if it ain't Pablo being around, I said it at the beginning of the year, if Bailey Ober regresses, you're cooked. If Byron can't continue to carry this team, if Carlos doesn't get his act together, if Willie doesn't get back to being kind of like the all-star, you're cooked. You're done.
But when I do agree with those guys, and I'm gonna add Royce Lewis, because Royce Lewis is somebody that I feel, when healthy, because we know that's the caveat with all of these guys, when healthy, Royce Lewis has also got to be included into that conversation. Because Royce Lewis is one of those guys that can get on the run.
Yeah, he can.
I will say about this about the pitching, this last thing I'm going to say. You need those guys to carry their weight. That's the thing. You need those guys to carry their weight. If they can't carry their weight, then you've got the problem. Absolutely. But now with Bailey Ober being on the IL, hopefully it's just a short-term thing. Bailey Ober has got to get over this hip issue that is bothering him. Because Bailey Ober with Pablo down, those are the two guys you need. Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober. Those are the two guys that you basically have to look at those and say, those are two guaranteed wins. And you can't do that right now. So you need to get the wins from the other guys, whether those are quality starts or not. But those guys have to carry their weight.
That which two are the guaranteed wins?
Bailey Ober and Joe Ryan.
Yeah, and see, I've never looked at Bailey Ober like that. There are two guys in this rotation over the course of the last year that I looked at, and I'm not saying guaranteed wins, but I'm like, yeah, you're likely
you're in the game.
Those two guys being Pablo and Joe Ryan. I've never viewed Bailey.
Yeah,
like that.
Even
when Bailey got hot last year.
And that's why I was saying this year when everything about this is when Pablo went down. Like the conversation completely changes 180 degrees after Pablo goes down. I think you looked at Bailey, you're like, hey, man, this is when we need you more than ever. And then he has that awful game against Texas. And then he followed, I don't have the stats up, but I mean, he had a run of two, three really bad games where he gave up like 15 home runs in like four games. And you just knew something was off. You knew something was off with Bailey. I'm just hoping that, you know, here's what I could see with this, with everything that's going on with the Twins. You may not, and maybe this ties into, you know, the role, so to speak. We don't know what these guys are. I could very well see, because Rocco was in, you know, I think he was playing for Tampa when the whole starter thing kind of became a cool, chic thing. I could see them messing around more with the starter situation, the opener, and then have your Festas, not even Sim, because Sim goes five, but you know what I mean, where you've got your guys that are coming in as your bulk players because you need to try and get more out of your bullpen, more so than what you're getting out of your starting rotation.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Rocco. What do you have to say post the game earlier today? We get to that next and wrap up the Lake Show. All right, final couple of minutes here on the Lake Show. Twins fall earlier today 4-1, but they are back home tomorrow. Yes, let's get the guys back to Target Field. Tomorrow, I am in for Chad Hartman. I am on the air from noon until 2:30. At 2:30, we've got pregame for Twins baseball, and they will be facing the Rays this weekend. Rocco Baldelli earlier today talking about how falling behind and having the deficit should be something that still they can overcome.
Definitely not what we're looking for today. Can be frustrating. We fell behind in the game. Obviously, gave up some runs early, and David sharpened up after that and pitched significantly better as the outing went on. That shouldn't be a deficit that we can't overcome. We've overcome deficits like that, gotten better as the game's gone on, brought the games closer. Couldn't do it today.
That's true. I agree with him. But when you're facing good pitching, yeah, it's gonna be harder. When you're facing good pitching, it's going to be much harder. Rocco also talking about how they have to be better offensively.
Obviously, we have to get it going offensively. No secret. You know, guys are, they're working. They're going out there with an idea of what they want to do. I mean, we're trying to keep it as simple as possible. But we got to keep them in the strike zone. You know, we can't go up there and expand and, you know, first pitch, you know, well out of the zone and offering at those pitches. We got to be more competitive on a pitch-to-pitch basis. We'll hold ourselves accountable to that. We have to do that. We absolutely have to do that.
They have to. Hey, thanks again to Taylor Kane, goalkeeper, Minnesota Aurora FC. Good luck tomorrow. Thanks to John Krasinski from The Athletic. He was awesome as well. And thanks to Javon Walton, the Black Foodie Travel Guy, who joined us in studio. I will talk to you guys tomorrow at noon on the Chad Hartman Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.